Belinda Audio present this unabridged recording of Fatally Ever After, written and read by Stephanie Yeboah. Disclaimer alert. This book for me is, first and foremost, a love letter to fat black women. For women who look like me, who have had to grow up navigating spaces where we have been made to feel unwelcome, judged, and sidelined. I'll be talking about a lot of topics that some may see as sensitive or cutting, so to speak. Alongside this love letter, and as well as including my own personal experiences and anecdotes to highlight specific topics, I also include ideologies and statements regarding, for the most part, white women, slimmer women, and the power plays and structures that have been enforced throughout history that have been instrumental in the oppression of not only ethnic minorities, but bodies that, in society's view, would be considered not to have any privilege. When I talk about slim privilege or white privilege in this book, I'm talking about these privileges at a societal slash sociological level, as opposed to a personal level. These privileges mean that you may not be exposed to fatphobia, body policing, racism, racial microaggressions, prejudice, and other overt and subtle injustices due to your skin colour and body shape. The privileges have absolutely nothing to do with how you personally feel about yourself or your circumstances. Understood? Wunderbar. However, if you are the type to have your feelings hurt by the truth, whether it be my truth or truths that fellow plus-size women and black women share as our realities, take this as a disclaimer. This book isn't here to coddle the feelings of white women or women with bodies that are deemed as socially acceptable by society. In order for change and growth, accountability must be taken. And while we can blame most things on cishet, white, middle-class men and the patriarchy in general, it's also important to talk about how white women and white feminism have been implicit in silencing less privileged bodies within the body positivity movement. You have been warned. The truth is, body positivity is for white women. White female bodies being safe is paramount to upholding white supremacy. That was me in 2017. The table is shooketh. I bet you're asking yourself, did Steph actually have the unmitigated gall to quote herself at the beginning of her book? The answer is yes. Why? Because it's my book, frankly. And I get to do what I want. Isn't it wonderful? For the next few hours, you'll get to hear all about me and my thoughts on navigating life as a black plus-size woman in the UK. I'm about to tell it as it really is, without any holding back. Some of you may know me already, as I've been out in these online streets for the best part of 11 years talking shit and looking slick. But if you have no idea who I am and you've just bought this book on Amazon because it showed up in the Books You May Like panel alongside a plethora of other non-fiction books written by other British and body positive influencers, then let me introduce myself. My name is Steph, and I'm a British, fat, black woman with a lot of thoughts and feelings about stuff. And by stuff, I mean topics including intersectional feminism, inclusivity, and diversity within the media, and everyday life, fashion, topless Jason Momoa content, and most of all, being fat and all the fuckery that comes with it from society.